center wide from the Howard Finish Center. Welcome to High School Basketball, 2013-2014. A nice 7-man and nice 7-man.com. We have a fancy Vista doubleheader for you tonight here at the Civic Center. The first game of the night, which the host you, the Bruins of Howard Finish High School against the Falcons of Hammondale High School. The next game will get a pair of Oakland Reef Conference rivals as the Zimmerman Ducks take out the Spaders of Hudsonville Michigan. I'm Greg Chandler. I'll be following the action for you tonight, and it should be a very, very exciting night of basketball action. Four big dollar games, and the winners of these games will move on to the district finals coming up on Friday here at the Civic Center. The tip-off at the the Howard Christian Allendale game. And the Roots played the first game in this tournament on Monday, and they had no problem in handling the Hamilton Hawkeyes by a score of 59-37. And they should be favored tonight against the Allendale Golf Club. But as we have seen many, many times over the years, it's a one-and-done situation. You've got to bring your best game every night for your season. This comes to a premature end. The Bruins, as they've been all season, have been led by Kyle Sexton, their outstanding senior forward. He averages well over 20 points a ball game. Very likely we'll be playing somewhere next year, either basketball or football. Of course, Kyle is a tremendous two-sport athlete, not only a great basketball player, but a terrific wide receiver in football. And the Bruins are going to need a big performance out of him tonight if they had to move on to the district finals. Now, of course, the second game of the night, we'll have Dylan West playing against Unity Christian. The Ducks are already here. They're cleared up in the upper deck. They're off my left. And the Crusaders, I don't think I've seen them yet come alive here at the Civic Center yet. But they want to get a look at this ball game and possibly be looking at, I think, a future opponent in the district finals. Of course, the Ducks and the Blues were part of a three-way tie for the OK Green Conference Championship this year, along with the Holland Dutch. And the Ducks are in action tonight as well. They're playing the Jefferson Wildcats in the Class A district over at the Dutch show. And we have that game for you coming up at about 7:40 on 47 WH60 and WH60.com with Billy Stevens on the playoff day. Well, that's the next game. There's been another instance of this tournament. Also, we'll face on what's happening in the girls' tournament. The first is a big thing. We'll come back to the Septic Health Healing Community Hospital pregame show. You are listening to High School Basketball on 1050 WH60 on the Huntsville Station and streaming online at WH60.com. Welcome back to High School Basketball on 97 The Man. And 97theman.com. Fans starting to stream in here into the Howland Civic Center for this Class E District semifinal game between the Allendale Falcons and the Howland Christian Bruins. Talk about Allendale. A fairly experienced ball club. They have seven seniors on their roster that they have struggled with the most of the season. And they have a very familiar name as their head basketball coach, guy named Joe Monerman. Most people, a long time fans, might remember Joe Monerman as a great high school player at Allendale High School back in the late 1980s. He went on to Iowa State University, played 3 years with the Cyclones, and then transferred back to his hometown college, Grand Valley State University, his senior year, and helped lead the Lakers to a Great Lakes Intercollegiate Conference Championship. She was named the head coach of the Falcons a few years ago, and has done a good job with the program. He does have some decent size. This starting six-foot center, Ethan Papilla, also gets to come off the bench. Another six-foot guy, Jerry DeWeer, and then he gets to come off the bench with another senior, Ben Rubin, who goes at 6'5", and just hold up a freshman, Nate Humborn, to go 6'6", so they're about to set up the tournament to decide on their roster. And they're going to do that tonight as they go against the Collins Pitcher Ball Club. The Maroons North Coast side from the door, who has done a fantastic job with his first shipkeeper as the head coach of Murray. He has led the 15 victories on the course of the season. And Warren Lewis has here on the opening three conference championship, where they finished 7-3 overall. We have room for him to persistence a couple of weeks ago. To win an outright conference championship, but on this very course, they were upset in overtime by Kennedy Christian, 49-37, and then Stewart West the next night, pistol off, into the Byron Center, and that allowed Allen to get a share of the Belfield Green Conference championship, and that wound up 3 points tied for the top at 7 wins and 3 losses. The captain's number 16, checking in with the officials, the Howard Thurston captain, Kyle Stegner, and Nathan Walton. And I can't tell who's Ballardale captain, though. They still have their warm experience on, but cannot get their numbers. Even with the officials go over the ground rules, they get all good. Ballardale's still first round by, and they moved out to the semifinals while Howard Thurston was a little uncomfortable night. Knocking off the Hamilton Hawkeyes for the third time this season by a score of 59-37. The Bruins have a couple of different starting lineups, but during the second half of the season, they have posted off with the lineup that Dustin Valdivia, obviously, and Sam Packard played 6-7-7. But then Dustin Dykstra, who is sick in the first part of the season, has put his way into the starting line, and he's been a valuable contributor. And Dustin is a very good all-around player. He can step outside and hit the 3-point shot, and he can also flash to the basket. 6'5", very strong, weighs about 215 pounds, and he's a very competitive cousin along the front line to protect and Memphis fight. He's a bad boy. Nick Gill will be the point guard for the Bruins, although they will play Max Fordham a lot off the bench at the point as well. David Walter, the defensive stopper for the Bruins, and the number of things that he's done this year, he has done a great job against some very, very good offensive players. I think the best job I saw was the effort he had against Howard Pike on Stockton Hawkins in a game at the Dutch Dome, where he shadowed off his series the entire ball game and did a great job of denying his basketball. And the first were able to see the Dutch at the Dome that prevented the Bruins lost the house of the Civic Center just a week earlier. And Walter is going to probably call the assignment against Ellendale's top offensive player this evening. They're going to be a point guard, as I said. Jared Dutch is coming off the bench. Jared started in earlier practice for the Bruins, but he has been a very nice, has done a very good job in just coming off the bench. He's got very good 6-1 shooters, and also he takes the ball strong for them to bridge this opportunity to arise. Going back to four from the Civic Center on the Central Valley Jewish Kennedy Hospital halftime pregame show after this 2 minute timeout. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1450 Ventilation Street, our hometown station, and streaming online at judgingcentral.com. It's a case for athletics on the Hospital Fire, Dr. Tennessee, to get a 4-H and our listening vibration as the X's and O's. Visit the MHSAA website and click on Education for a variety of resources to make you better aware of school sports television, including links to free online courses on hydration and concussion. That's another thing, a Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of education for athletics and the holization of athletic education. Well, the Rams have made their way back to Milwaukee for some plans. Minute instructions from head coach Jason Dorn to help the warm up off for the three fans here at the Minnesota. This is the first tip time of this the semifinal game between the Bruins and the Falcons. Now, the Bills basketball team in the area came to an end last night on the one team that was thrown in from our area to reach for a tournament, the Howard Hurst Bruins, came up against the number one ranked team in Class C. the Steelers at Grand Rapids, South Michigan, and a blue tape in South Pasadena. But instead, the Steelers prevailed by a score of 34-38. How was Michigan supposed to have a right to Super Bowl in the ballgame? What a 13-5 after one quarter. But the South started to come back. They were tied at 18 at intermission. And then South took the lead in the first quarter. And they gained that lead. How was Michigan able to get the lead down to 3? That 38-35 with about 6 minutes to play. That this good coach says that South prevailed to go to 25th and Adam Brooks with 10 points, the 3 looks for the bad and 9, and congratulations, head coach Christian Sickness and Christian played for a great season. They've had a number of really good years. The past 3 years,
scheduled as we approach this Wednesday semifinal action. The Maroons are going through their warm-up drills. Jason Muir is standing in the middle of the between the two lines, slapping the hands of every Maroon player that comes by him. Of course, we got Hope College basketball coming up for you later this week, as we will have both the Flying Dutchman and Flying Dutch in the NCAA tournament. Our coverage begins on Friday night at 5:40 on 1450 WHTC, as Hope will play Wisconsin Lutheran in a women's first-round contest at Carthage College in Kenosha, Wisconsin. I will be there for the call of that contest. And then on 92.7 The Van, a little bit later, Ron Weatherby and Adam Prince will be at DeVos Fieldhouse for the Flying Dutchman's tournament opener as Hope takes on Penn State Barron. Our broadcast coverage on 92.7 The Van, and 92.7 The Van begins at 7:10. The two teams have made their way back to their respective benches. We got plenty of room for you tonight. Got a little bit of a late arriving crowd. If you're in the neighborhood and want to see some great high school basketball, come on out. They'll have tickets for this game, and I believe they'll empty the gym out for the in between games for the second game to follow between the Zeeland West Ducks and the Crusaders of Unity Christian. I just saw Scott Soetsma, the Unity coach, talking to Dave Engbers, the Holland Christian Athletic Director, as his team has just arrived on campus. Momentarily, we're going to have our national anthem, and I believe we have a trumpet section from Holland Christian tonight. That will be playing our national anthem tonight, and we'll give it a listen right here. Ladies and gentlemen, our national anthem. Our national anthem by the Holland Christian Trumpet Quartet, led by Scott Vandenberg, who's the band director at Holland Christian. Scott doing a great job of leading that music program over at Holland Christian. Time to meet our starting lineups for tonight's contest. First, for the visiting Falcons of Allendale High School, coached by Joe Moderman, assisted by Roger Moderman, Josh Moderman, Monty Grable, Jason Boss, and Phil Brown. They'll send out at a forward Aaron DeWeer, a 6'4" senior, and looking Aaron bumping fists with Jason Muir. He goes about 6'4", and I would say probably close in the 235 range. Trevor Bastian will join DeWeer up front. He's a 6'2" junior wearing number 23. At center is Evan Kafila, a 6'4" junior. At one guard will be Nate Couturier, a 6'2" junior. Kafila being introduced right now. They're introducing alternating players from each team. Right now, Sam Vanderslice being introduced for Holland Christian. 6'2" junior, number 2, Nate Couturier. Jordan Deming will be the other guard for Allendale. He is a 6-foot junior. For the Holland Christian Maroons, coached by Jason Muir, assisted by Brian Peugeot and Jason Rock, they'll send out Kyle Steginga, the 6'6" senior, Holland Christian's all-time career scoring leader with over 1,100 career points. He's a 6'6" senior. Up front for the Maroons, Justin Dykegraff, a 6'5" senior. At center, Big Sam Vanderslice, a 6'7" junior. In the backcourt, Nick Hill, a 5'11" senior. And Nathan Walters, a 6'3" senior. The Maroons getting a circle off to my right, all on their chest, and likewise the Maroon Platoon student section. A group of them all huddled, likewise all on their chest in a circle. Maroons are in the home white with maroon numerals. The Allendale Falcons are in the black uniforms with red numerals. The winner will move on to the district final coming up on Friday here at the Civic Center against the winner of the second contest between Zeeland West and Unity Christian. The two teams shake hands. The Maroons will go right to left. It will be Steginga jumping center against Kafila. The official blows the whistle, steps in the circle. We are underway. The Maroons control the opening tap. Nick Hill will bring it into the front court. Allendale will open in a man-to-man defense. Nathan Walters with it. Underneath the Vanderslice. Sam in the lane. Double team. And Sam is going to get called for a 3-second violation. Good defense there as DeWeer came to double on Sam. And that caused the turnover. Nate Couturier brings it up against Nick Hill for the Allendale Falcons. Dressed in black with red numerals. Maroons, as usual, opening a man-to-man defense. Couturier outside to Bastian. Bastian puts up a 15-footer. It's short. Seginga has the rebound. Kyle will leave it for Nick Hill. Just underway here at the Civic Center in this Class B district contest on the Lakeshores. 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com. WYVN, Saugatuck, Holland. Nick Hill with it on the right side. No dike grab. Justin slashes toward the basket. Kicks it outside to Hill. Now to Walters. Nathan drives right side. Over to Dykegraff on the baseline. Maroons will back it out. Hill has it now between the circles. Over to Steginga. Kyle puts it on the floor. Drives toward the paint. Double team. Has to get rid of it to Dykegraff. Right now Steginga being double teamed as DeWeer is trying to deny him the basketball. Now they back off into man-to-man. Hill has the ball nearly knocked away. Over to Dykegraff. Justin along the baseline. Puts it up. No good. Rebound Kafila for Allendale. Out left to Couturier. Ahead now to Aaron DeWeer. DeWeer has a full beard on him. DeWeer's pass stolen away by Nathan Walters. Here comes Walters the other way. Maroon's pushing it. Walters to Hill. Back to Walters. To Vanderslice right in the lane. Sam looks low. Kicks it in the corner. Hill will try a three out of the corner. No good. And the rebound to DeWeer for Allendale. We played nearly 2 minutes. Still no points yet. Jordan Deming has a front court. Gets rid of it to Couturier. Couturier on the dribble against Walters. Back outside to Bastian for a three off the back of the iron. Hill has the weak side rebound. We've now played over 2 minutes and still no scoring. Dykegraff to Walters, down low to Seginga. Kyle on the baseline, reverse layup, missed it. Vanderslice tries to tip it, gets the ball. Vanderslice turn, right-handed hook, it's good. Sam Vanderslice gets the first points of the ball game at the 5:43 mark of the first quarter, 2-0 Holland Christian. Deming has it in the front court for Allendale, bumped by Walters. Over to Couturier, now to Kafila. Couturier has it top of the circle. Deming with it now. Back to Couturier. Couturier for three. No good. And the rebound to Steginga. And Kyle will dribble it up himself. Steginga leaves it for Hill at the top of the circle. Nick tries to penetrate in the corner to Walters. Nathan, three ball. Count it. Nathan Walters with a triple. 5-0 Holland Christian. 5:05 to go in the first. Couturier has it just past half court for Allendale. Hill is on him. Couturier spins, can't shake Hill. Over to Bastian. Bastian drives on Steginga, back outside to Deming. Deming at the top, got Vanderslice up in the air, passes off to Couturier. Here's a feed down low. The ball gets away from Kafila, but the Falcons retrieve it. Bastian has it now between the circles, over left side to Aaron DeWeer. DeWeer picked up by Dykegraff. This is a good matchup. A couple of big muscular boys going at each other. And we get a whistle and a bump. Nathan Walters is going to be called for a foul on Jordan Deming. And Joe Moderman goes to his bench as he brings in Nate Umlor, the 6'6 freshman. As I said, Allendale has some decent size. Long inbounds comes to Couturier. 4:28 to play in the first period. 5-0 Holland Christian. Deming has it. Deming will put up a three. It's short. Hill has the long rebound. Hill, long pass ahead to Walters into the front court. Walters to Hill at the top. Out of Dykegraff. Justin looks low. Gets it to Steginga. Steginga right of the lane. Steginga outside to Hill. Now in the corner. Walters is open for another three. That one's no good. Steginga, offensive board, puts it up off the window and scores. 7-0 Holland Christian. They've got the touchdown and they've kicked the extra point. 3:54 to go, first quarter. Falcons looking for their first point. Here is Bastian with it at the top. Over to DeWeer. DeWeer down low to Umlor. Now out of the corner is Deming. Deming penetrates, puts the shot up. No good. And Vanderslice has the ball knocked out of his hands by Deming. It will be Holland Christian basketball. Max Weird, a 6'1 senior, and Jared Dykstra, a 6'3 senior, in for the Maroons. We told you they get a lot of playing time off the bench. Weirda gets the inbounds, and he'll walk it slowly into the front court. 3:30 to go, first quarter, 7-0 Maroons. Hill with it, or rather Walters with it, bounce pass to Steginga. Steginga along the right baseline. He's bumped, and they're going to say he stepped on the baseline. Dayton Wieringa, a 6'3 senior. Boy, Allendale has some very well-built players. They have definitely hit the weight room. Also in the ball game, number 22, and what do you know, we don't have 22 in our program. Allendale has the basketball, trailing it 7-0. We'll try and pick up who 22 is momentarily. He's got the basketball right now. Driving, and we get a foul. Foul will be on Jared Dykstra. Free throw on the way, no good. Hunter Greer is number 22. He's just a recent call-up from the JV. And he missed the first, made the second. And so Allendale gets on the board with 3:10 to play in the first period. The score is 7-1. Kyle Steginga brings it up for the Maroons. And Kyle directs traffic as he comes in the front court, leaves it for Weirda. Looks like Allendale might be going to a matchup zone here. Looks like a 2-3. Steginga has it at the top to Weirda. Max directs a little traffic. Walters has it right corner. Nathan puts it on the floor. We'll leave it outside for Max. Weirda over to Dykstra. Now to Walters. Walters will try a three. Left side. No good off the back. Long rebound. Comes to Steginga. Kyle gets his man up in the air. Puts it up. Will they count it? They're not going to count it. They said the foul occurred on the floor. It'll be on Nate Umler of Allendale. And the official was very emphatic when he pointed to the floor and saying that was where the foul occurred. So the Maroons will inbound it, baseline left. Walters trying to get it inbounds to Dykstra. He does so. Dykstra to Walters. Walters on the dribble, top of the circle, over to Weirda, right side. Back to Walters at the top. Nathan doubled, has the ball knocked away, but it comes to Weirda. Now Steginga. Kyle, three ball, right corner. And the ball bounces around, nearly drops. And the rebound to Umler for Allendale. Falcons still looking for their first field goal. Hunter Greer with it on the right side over to Wieringa. Wieringa at the top, now over to Greer. Dykstra is on him. Greer back outside to Couturier. Couturier, entry pass comes to the free throw line to Umler. Umler drives on Walters. Right hand and hook, no. Falcons still can't buy a basket. Greer has the rebound. He's got it on the left side over to Couturier. Couturier. Now to Wieringa, top of the circle. Under 2 minutes to play in the first quarter, 7-1 Holland Christian. Greer on the dribble, he's doubled. Greer tries to shake Walters, can't do it. Not a lot of movement by the Falcons right now. Wieringa has it. Entry pass down low to Umler. Umler drives low, missed the layup. Good defense there by Dykegraff. Here come the Maroons. Wieringa, top of the circle. Over to Dykstra, not a Steginga. Kyle right side, puts it on the floor. Over to Walters, back outside to Weirda. Weirda in the corner to Dykegraff. Dykegraff, a three-pointer, no good. Rebound being chased down and knocked loose, and it's still loose, and we have a collision between Weirda and Wieringa, and Weirda took a shot to the face, and he's also going to get a foul. Vanderslice and Hill return for Holland Christian. Walters will sit along with Steginga. 107 to play in the first period. 7-1, Holland Christian. Joe Moderman directing his team. Couturier has it in the front court. Couturier will leave it for Greer on the right side. Greer drives on Dykstra, puts up a running 10-footer. No good. Vanderslice clears for the Maroons. Ahead to Weirda. Here come the Maroons on the run. Weirda leaves it for Hill. Hill's open. He'll put up a three. No good. Maroons have been trying three-pointers, and save for the one that Walters hit early, they have not been able to buy it. So neither team shooting the ball well early on. Couturier brings it up, 40 seconds to go in the first quarter. Couturier picked up by Hill just past half court. Couturier's pass nearly intercepted by Weirda. Comes to Kafila. Kafila drives late. Shot blocked by Vanderslice. Out of bounds. Kafila drove the lane. Sam stayed right with him and knocked it out of bounds. And you hear the Maroon platoon say, you got swatted. Long inbounds to Kafila. Now to Wieringa. Over to Greer left side. Back to Wieringa between the circles. Entry pass comes to Umlor. Umlor will take a foul line jumper. In and out, no good. Rebound battle for Hill ties up Kafila. It's a hell ball. Possession arrow favors Allendale. Trevor Bastian comes in back in for Allendale along with Jordan Deming. 17 seconds to go. Allendale will have it at the stage end. Again, they do not have a field goal in this first period. They have one free throw, that from Greer. Deming looks for someone to inbound, gets it into Kafila. They swing it around the perimeter right to left. Wieringa has it between the circles down to 10. Now to Deming. Deming being guarded by Hill down to 7. Deming's pass to Kafila. Kafila to Wieringa, 3 seconds. Kafila to the basket, scoop, no good. Rebound battle for Dykraft controls it. And the Holland Christian Maroons do not allow a field goal in the first quarter. They lead Allendale 7-1 after the first 8 minutes of action. Let's take a 60-second break. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and streaming online at WHTC.com.
Attention, this just in. Weston Brook in Holland is excited to announce they have moved to 120th Avenue, just south of Lakewood Boulevard. You've always depended on Weston Brook to provide top-of-the-line products like Toro, Gravely, Aaron's, Echo, Kawasaki, and more. And their new Holland location has more square footage, so they can showcase the full lineup of all of the outdoor power equipment you need. No matter what season it is, or how big or small your project is, Weston Brook provides you with quality products, parts, service, and most of all, their commitment to building relationships. The Weston Brook family prides themselves on outstanding service, and their new Holland location has more space for service and parts. Visit them soon at their new location in Holland at 167 North 120th, just south of Lakewood Boulevard, and at westonbrookmower.com. That's Weston Brook in Holland. Chicago Drive won't be the same without them, but their new location gives them a little more room to do a whole lot more for you. Weston Brook, simply the best.
Holland Christian with the basketball to start the second period. They lead it 7-1. Maroons went scoreless for over 4 minutes at the end of the quarter, but because of their great defense, they still have the lead because Allendale did not have a field goal in the first quarter. Vanderslice has it right in the lane. He's doubled. Sam kicks it out to Nick Hill. Hill's pass knocked away by Couturier, but it does come to Vanderslice. Now to Hill. Hill penetrates, dishes off to Vanderslice. Sam with a 10-footer, no good. And Dykraft tries to grab the rebound, but he tips it out of bounds, and the ball will go over to the Falcons. Nate Couturier brings it up against Nick Hill for Allendale. Couturier across the timeline as Hill guards him closely. Pass comes to Ethan Kafila. Here's Kafila down the lane. Vanderslice blocked him again. Here's Steginga up court. Steginga in the front court. He waits for help. Leaves him for Vanderslice. Now to Hill. Nick to the lane. To the hole. Puts it up. No good. Bastian has the rebound. Both teams ice cold right now. Bastian in the front court. Pull up jumper from 15 and no good. Rebound Hill. Allendale still can't score. Here's Dykstra with it, left side. Jarrett to the hole, off the window, he scores! That's Dykstra's first basket. 9-1, Holland Christian. 6:45 to play, first half. Couturier across the timeline against Hill. Couturier picked up by Dykstra. Couturier spins. Leaves it for Jordan Deming. Back to Couturier between the circles. Umlor comes to set a screen. Now Kafila. Kafila with a foul line jumper. Missed it off the back of the iron. Rebound knocked around, retrieved by Umlor. Back outside is Bastian for three, and he nails it. So with 6:16 to go in the first half, Allendale gets its first field goal of the game. It's a three by Trevor Bastian. 9-4 is the score, and just despite Allendale's ice-cold state, they're not out of this one. Steginga has it in the front court for the Maroons. Allendale in a 2-3 zone. Hill over to Dykegraff. They want Vanderslice down low. And we get a whistle, and we're going to get a foul called on Nate Umbler, the freshman, as he was bodying against Vanderslice down low. Nathan Walters will come in for Justin Dykegraff for the Maroons, and Joe Moderman responds with Aaron DeWeerd, or DeWeerd rather, for the Falcons. 5:52 to play, first half, 9-4, Holland Christian in the lead. Hill to Stegen, got Kyle with a 17-footer, got it! That's Kyle's second basket, 11-4, Holland Christian. Here's the ball dribbled off Couturier's foot, but he gets it back over to Deming. Deming with a deep three, no good. And Dykstra with a rebound, and we're going to get Bastion over the back. It looked like Jordan Deming rushed his shot there a bit on that last shot. Hill gets the inbounds for the Maroons. 5:30 to play, first half. Maroons with a 7-point lead. Steginga over to Walters. Walters on the dribble. Walters, they run an alley-oop to Steginga, and Kyle tips it in. Steginga actually tipped it over the back of his head into the basket. 13-4. We've seen Steginga throw down monster dunks off that alley-oop. Here's a drive by Umlor. No good. He gets his own board, though. Put back, blocked by Steginga, but Kyle fouled him. Got him on the wrist. Well, no doubt about that one. So Nate Umler, the 6'6 freshman, will shoot two for the Falcons of Allendale. Umler's free throw off the back of the iron. One more. There is a sub waiting at the scorer's table, but that sub wants to check in for Bastion. Or rather, Umler. Umler makes the second, and he'll check out as Kafila returns, along with Hunter Greer. 13-5, Holland Christian, 5:02 to play, first half. This is the Class B District semifinal here at the Civic Center. The winner of that game will play the winner of Zeeland West and Unity Christian to follow on 92.7 The Van. Here's Walters' pass, goes right through the arms of Vanderslice, but Steginga gets it back. Kyle over to Jared Dykstra, now to Vanderslice right of the lane, back to Dykstra. Dykstra on the dribble, puts up a 15-footer. No good out the back of the iron. And the rebounder, Greer. Here come the Falcons. Hunter Greer into the front court, leaves it for Nate Couturier. Couturier on the dribble against Steginga. Couturier over to Kafila. Kafila right in the lane against Vanderslice. Vanderslice has already blocked a couple of shots here. Here's a pass underneath, tipped away, stolen by Vanderslice. Well, Sam's had a very strong defensive start to this ballgame. Here's Dykstra, left side, three-pointer, yes! Jared Dykstra with a triple from the left side. And Joe Moderman wants time. It's going to be a 30. 4:08 to go, first half. It is Holland Christian 16 and Allendale 5. This timeout presented by Jackie's Place Restaurant for homemade soups and muffins. Jackie's Place, 17th Street at the South Shore Y in Holland. Why do they officiate? Some officiate for the love of the sport. Others officiate simply because they love being around kids. And some got tired about complaining about officials and doing something about it by becoming one. To become a registered high school game official, call or click the MHSAA website. You can be a referee. That's a message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics and the Holland Stations of Midwest Communications. Kyle Steginga with 6 points, Jared Dykstra with 5 for the Maroons, as they have built up a 16-5 lead midway through the second period. Only one field goal for Allendale so far in the first 12 minutes. With it is Greer with a 12-footer, no good, and Vanderslice has the board for Holland Christian. Ahead to Nick Hill. Nick into the front court. Couturier fell down completely on his own. Here's Walters. Couturier, or rather Greer, ties him up. Almost called a reach in there. Now Hill with it. Hill over to Walters. They swing it around the left side. Now to Dykegraff. Dykegraff's pass stolen away. Trevor Bastion took it away. Here come the Falcons. Into the front court is Bastion. Bastion over to Greer. Greer back outside to Couturier. Couturier spins. Now to Kafila. Kafila down the lane. Puts the shot up. No good. Vander Slice distracted him. Here comes Walters the other way. Walters in the front court. Nathan bounced past to Dykgraff, and Walters got called for a travel of four before hitting Dykgraff on the backdoor move. Jordan Deming returns for Allendale, replacing Greer, and Dykstra and Weir to come back in for the Maroons. Walters and Hill will sit. 3:08 to play, first half. Holland Christian has been in control of this one all the way. Couturier into the front court, picked up by Weirda just past half court. Couturier on the dribble, over to Deming. Deming faked the three. Now he'll try a three, no good off the back of the iron. Rebound to Greer. Back outside to Deming, now to Couturier. Couturier between the rings. Kafila sets the screen for him. Couturier will try a three, got it! Couturier with a triple from the top. Both of Allendale's field goals have been threes. 16-8, Holland Christian, 2:30 to go in the half. Again, Allendale in a 2-3 zone. Dykgraff has it way outside on the left to Weirdon as they swing it around the perimeter. Pass tipped away. Oh, they're going to say it went off of Stegega out of bounds. And Allendale will get it back. And Jason Muir takes off his coat. As he has usually done over the course of this first season as head coach of the Maroons. Couturier in the back court, or into the front court, gets a screen from Bastion, over to Deming, back to Bastion on the left side. Bastion puts a move on Weirda, spins, puts up a foul line jumper, and we're going to get a foul on Max Weirda. Bastion put a nice move there on Max Weirda, and Max tried to lunge back at him and committed the foul. That's Weirda's second. Five team fouls on Holland Christian, three on Allendale. First free throw good for Bastion. That's his fourth point. Dayton Weirda got back in for the Falcons. Hunter Greer will sit. Bastion can make it a six-point ball game. And missed it off the front. Vander Slice with another rebound. Over to Steginga, who will leave it for Weirda. Under 2 minutes to play. First half, 16-9, Holland Christian. Dykstra has it right corner. Jared looks low. Gets it to Vander Slice right of the lane. Back outside to Dykstra. Back to Vander Slice down low. Sam low block right. Pass outside to Dykgraff. Now to Weirda. Weirda left corner. Max puts a move on the baseline. We'll kick it out to Dykstra. Dykstra in the corner now to Steginga. Steginga will go baseline to the basket. Puts it up off the window. It's good. Kyle got bumped on his way to the basket, but still put it in. That's eight for him. Holland Christian 18, Allendale 9, 1:20 to go. Here's Weirda for a three. In and out, no good. Weirda has the rebound. Back come the Maroons. Weirda ahead to Steginga. Kyle into the front court. Over to Weirda as they swing it around to the left. Dykgraff has it now. Now to Dykgraff. Weirda cross court to Dykgraff. Dykgraff kicks it out left side. Steginga is open for three. Left corner, yes! Can't leave Kyle open in the corner. He's got 11, and he's got more points than the entire Allendale team. 21-9 Maroons, 45 seconds left in the half. Couturier has the top of the circle. Over to Kafila. Kafila spins on Vander Slice, loses the basketball. Here comes Steginga. Maroons 3-on-3. Steginga will slow down, wait for help. Back outside to Weirda. We may see the Maroons play for one here. Dykstra right side, he'll put up a three, missed badly off the glass, and here comes Couturier the other way. I don't think that's the shot Jason Muir wanted. Down to 15 seconds, Deming over to Couturier. Couturier will back it out, Allendale will play for one. Down to 10, Couturier drives on Dykstra, drives to the hole, puts it up and in. Nice move by Couturier, and Nate with his first basket. Down to 1 second, Weirda with a three-quarter length shot at the buzzer, no good. But the Holland Christian Maroons, with a very strong defensive effort in the first half, will go to the locker room with a 21-11 lead over the Allendale Falcons. Let's take a two-minute timeout, and when we come back, we'll have the Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital halftime show. You're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and streaming online at WHTC.com. Greg Chandler with you back here on the Lake Shores, 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com. With this Class B district contest, 21-11, Holland Christian leads Allendale at the half. The Maroons held the Falcons without a field goal for the game's first nearly 10 minutes before Trevor Bastion hit a three-pointer with 6:16 to play in the half. And the Maroons holding Allendale to just three field goals the entire first half as they build up this lead. Kyle Steggenga leads the way for Holland Christian with 11 points, 5 baskets, one of those a triple. Jared Dykstra has 5 points, one of those baskets is a triple. Sam Vanderslice has 2 points. Nathan Walters has 3. And that's it for Holland Christian scoring-wise as they have 21 points. For Allendale, Trevor Bastion has a 3-point basket and a free throw for 4 points. Nate Couturier has a 3-point basket and a 2-pointer for 5 points. Nate Umler has a free throw for 1 point, and Hunter Greer has a free throw for 1 point, adding up to 11 for the Falcons. Again, the winner of this ball game will move on to the district final against the second game to follow here on 92.7 The Van, as Zealand West playing Unity Christian, and right now those two teams are getting a few warm-up shots in during this halftime intermission. When we come back, we'll have the second half of tonight's ball game between the Maroons and the Falcons. But first, as usual, during our halftimes of our high school sporting events, we take a look at the world of high school athletics through the eyes of John Johnson, the communications director of the Michigan High School Athletic Association. JJ's perspective is next. 21-11, Holland Christian at the half. You are listening to high school basketball on the Lake Shores, 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com.
Did you know? I'm John Johnson, and we'll play some tournament trivia next on MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard.
I'll never forget
that moment.
As long as I live.
My first call-up ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going out to drop water on the fires.
Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
There are all kinds of fun facts associated with the high school basketball tournaments in Michigan, and with March Magic now in full swing, let's take a look at some of those nuggets and test your basketball knowledge. Did you know that the number of teams in each class used to vary wildly? In some years, there were so few Class A teams that the tournament in that division didn't even have a district level of play. And there were over 300 teams in the Class D tournament, meaning some schools would have to win as many as 4 districts and 3 regional games to get into the final round. Did you know that from 1941 to 1960, Upper Peninsula schools of fewer than 75 students took part in their own tournament, which was called Class E? The dominant teams of the time were Alpha, now part of Crystal Falls, Nama, part of Big Bay Dinac, and Hermansville, now part of Powers North Central. The Michigan tournament at one point in time was separated by peninsula. From 1932 to 1947, there were separate lower and upper peninsula tournaments. The UP finals were conducted in classes B, C, D, and E, and the Marquette area was generally the host of the event. And there are still some MHSAA tournaments which are separated by peninsula by the choice of the schools in that northern part of the state, including cross country, tennis, track, swimming, and golf. And by choice, there was a 30-year period during which the Detroit Public Schools chose not to participate in the MHSAA tournament. From 1931 to 1961, some of the great players like Reggie Harding at Eastern, Arnold Skip Domke at McKenzie, and David Smokey Gaines at Northeastern were just newspaper stories and coffee shop talk around the state, never competing on the statewide tournament stage. The girls' basketball tournament started in 1973, and since its inception, only one time have all 4 champions been undefeated. That was 1976 when Marquette in Class A, Marine City in B, Allen Park Cabrini in Class C, and Lake City in Class D had unblemished records. And no, there's never been a year where all 4 of our boys' champions have been undefeated. Both the boys and the girls basketball tournaments have a one-year gap in their histories without a champion. The girls was in 2007 during a court-ordered flip of seasons. And in 1943, the boys tournament was suspended during World War II. Area tournaments took place around the state where the winning teams received a handcrafted leather plaque instead of a trophy because of the need for medals in the war effort. And finally, did you know that different overtime formats have been used to determine champions? The 1936 Class A title went to Flint Northern on the basis of its 45% free throw shooting. And the 1956 Class B crown was won by Stevenson in sudden death. The rules allowed for 1 3-minute overtime to be played in both situations. Flint Northern was tied with Kalamazoo Central at 25 after regulation play and at 27 after overtime. A formula of field goals made, free throw percentage, and fewest personal fouls put the Vikings on top. Central shot 33% at the charity stripe for the game. Had the tie not been broken on criteria, a free throw shootout would have been used to determine a champion. In 1956, it was a bank shot by marvelous Mel Peterson on Stevenson's first possession of sudden death that gave the Eagles the Class A crown over Detroit St. Andrew 73-71. The national playing rules were changed in 1962 to allow for unlimited overtime periods to determine the outcome of a game. Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard, a production of the MHSAA Network.
Second half action underway here. As we start the second half, Jordan Deming drops in a three-pointer for Allendale. It took the Falcons over 10 minutes to score their first field goal in the first half. It took them 15 seconds to score their first field goal in the second half. But back come the Maroons, and Sam Vanderslice scores underneath his second basket of the ball game. 23-14, Holland Christian. Here's a pass underneath. The ball gets away from Kafila, and the steal by Vanderslice. Here come the Maroons with it. It's Nick Hill, Kyle Steginga, Sam Vanderslice, Nathan Walters, and Justin Dykrath to start the second. Dykrath slashing toward the basket. Missed the layup. Vanderslice with the offensive board. Back outside to Nick Hill. Hill open for three. No good off the back of the iron. Dykrath chases down the rebound. Back to Hill. Maroons will reset. Falcons start with Couturier, Deming, Bastion, Kafila, and Deming. Here's Steginga underneath the Hill. Nick is wide open, missed the layup. Steginga with the offensive board. Back outside to Vanderslice. Not a Hill. Hill being guarded closely by Couturier. Hill at the free throw line over to Walters. Nathan with a three. In and out, no good. DeWeird with the rebound for Allendale. 6:25 to go, third period. Allendale not out of this one yet, despite the fact they've been cold the entire night. Here's Couturier driving the hole. Shot, or 8-foot runner too hard off the glass. Steginga has the rebound, and he comes up court. Kyle in the front court. Steginga airmails it over to Walters' left side. Back outside to Dykrath. Not a Hill. Hill in the lane to Vanderslice. Sam low block right. Turns. Reverse layup. What a pretty move by Sam. 25-14, Holland Christian. All fives on the clock. Ron Weatherby in the third. Couturier in the front court to Deming. Deming being guarded closely by Walters. Deming puts it on the floor, goes down the lane to the basket. Vanderslice with the rejection! Vanderslice left his man, and he swatted that shot out of there. Get it out of there! That's Sam's fourth block of the ball game. Inbounds to Couturier. Couturier turns, hooks, and he puts it in. That's seven for Nate Couturier. 25-16 Maroons, 5:35 to go in the third. Dykrath with it in the front court for the Maroons. Over to Walters. Walters wants Steginga, can't get it to him, and now we get a whistle. Foul's going to be called on Jordan Deming of Allendale. His first. Neither team was in the 1-1 in the first half. This has not been a very physical contest. Here's Walters, kicks it out to Hill, left side. Hill will drive toward the baseline, over to Dykrath. Justin, 15-footer, baseline right. Got it! That's Dykrath's first hoop of the ball game. 27-16, Holland Christian, 5:10 to play in the third. Couturier comes to work against Hill. Crossover dribble, drives, puts up an 8-foot runner, missed wide right. Rebound, battle around like a volleyball, and finally Vanderslice controls. Maroons, here's Steginga. Steginga They wanted to run a reverse alley-oop. The ball hit the backboard. It came back to Steginga, and he put it in and drew the foul. Steginga wanted to run an alley-oop with Nathan Walters. Usually it's the other way around. But Walters was not really in a position to get the pass, but the Maroons got a good bounce that time as the ball came right back to Kyle. Foul on Trevor Bastian, his second. Steginga with a three-point play opportunity. In and out, no good. The rebound battle for and finally corralled by Nate Umler, who just checked into the ball game for Allendale. 29-16 Maroons. With it in the corner is Couturier. Back outside to Bastian for a three. No good off the back. And Justin Dreitgraf rips it away for the Maroons. Hill comes front court. Over to Walters. Nathan puts it on the floor. Over to Steginga, right corner. Steginga, cross court to Hill. Down low, Vanderslice. Vanderslice, left of the lane. Puts it up off the window. It's good. He overpowered the freshman Umler that time. So Sam with 8 points, six of them here in the third. And Joe Moderman wants time. 4:15 to go in the third. And what's it going to be? It's going to be a 30. This timeout presented by Jackie's Place Restaurant. For homemade soups and muffins, Jackie's Place, 17th Street at the South Shore Y in Holland. You can make the winning play. You can take home the goal, but it doesn't mean a thing without good sportsmanship. These games don't exist without the foundation of good sportsmanship to teach lifetime lessons. So remember, nothing beats good sportsmanship. That's a message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics and the Holland stations of Midwest Communications. Coming up next on 92.7 The Van, Zeeland West and Unity Christian after this one is over. Right here at the Civic. Right now, the Maroons are in command. Inbounds pass comes to Couturier. Max Weird has checked in for Holland Christian along with Jared Dykstra. Couturier gives up his dribble, has to get rid of it to Bastian. Pass down low to Umler. Umler turn around right hook short. And the rebound to Dykgraff. Dykgraff is playing the post right now with Vanderslice on the bench. Weirda comes front court, leaves it for Dykgraff. Justin down the lane to the hole. Contact, no whistle, missed it. And the rebound to Umler for Allendale. Back comes Couturier the other way. Couturier down the lane against Weirda. Puts it up, no good. Back coming the Maroons. Here's Weirda, long pass ahead to Walters. Nathan slashes the hole, puts it up and in. It's now, Holland Christian now with its biggest lead of the night. 33-16. 3:29 to go in the third. Dayton Wieringa, who's in the ball game for Allendale. Down low for Umler, and Umler is fouled. That's going to be on Dykgraff. First team foul on Holland Christian in the second half. Matt Moss, a 6'6 junior, in for the first time for the Maroons. Dykgraff will sit. Allendale to inbound, baseline left. Hunter Greer, who's now in the ballgame, having trouble, and he can't get it in bounds. It's a five-second violation. Good job by the Maroons there to take away the inbound, and quite frankly, Greer didn't have a lot of help from his teammates there. They didn't move around much to make themselves available for that pass. Weirda in the front court to Steginga. Kyle holds about 25 feet from the basket over to Moss. Matt Moss, one of the two Moss brothers on this team, now Walters with it. Walters on the left side, over to Moss. Moss down low to Steginga. Kyle on the baseline, drives toward the basket, puts a shot up, puts it in. Will it count? It will. And Joe Moderman can't believe it. Foul is going to be on Greer, and Kyle Steginga will have a three-point play opportunity. And Joe Moderman not happy on the Allendale sideline. He felt the foul occurred on the floor, and they gave Steginga the continuation. Kyle's rainbow free throw is good. He has 16, and that's as many as Allendale has. 36-16, the Maroons. 2:55 to go in the third. Wieringa has the top of the circle. Down low to Couturier. Puts up an eight-footer. No good. Rebound batted around, and we got contact. And it looks like we're going to get a Maroon foul. Foul's going to be on Dykstra. That's Jarrett's second. Second team foul on Holland Christian in the half. Dykraff will come in for Walters. And I think Jason Muir wants his guys to get in a specific set, a defensive set off the inbounds. They get the inbounds into Umlor. Umlor's free throw, foul line attempt. No good. He gets his own board, though. Puts it in and draws the foul. And that's going to be on Kyle Stegengup. Good second effort by the freshman, Nate Umlor. And he'll get a free throw to go along with that basket, his first of the ball game. Umlor's free throw, no good. Moss has the rebound. Holland Christian 36, Allendale 18. 2:38 to go in the third. Weirda nearly lost the basketball, but Moss retrieves over to Weirda in the corner. Weirda to Dykstra. Dykstra now to Weirda. Max drives baseline, drives to the hole. Had a shot blocked from behind by Umlor. Dykraff gets the rebound, though, puts it back up and in. 38-18, Holland Christian. Couturier over to Greer. Now to Wearing at top of the circle. He'll launch a three, no good off the back. Falcons have been long all night on their threes. Here's Bastion on the left side. Now to Greer with it. Greer being picked up by Dykstra. Greer dribbling left to right around the perimeter. Gets rid of it to Trevor Bastion. Trevor right foul line extended. Now Couturier has the top of the circle. Wieringa has it. Now here's a steal by Stegenga. Look out below! It's a backhanded! It's a 180 reverse two and a slam for Kyle! And back comes Greer with a three. 40-21, Holland Christian. 1:28 to go in the third. Stegenga has it right side. Over to Dykstra, right corner. Jarrett puts it on the floor, drives the basket. He has the ball knocked out of his hands, but he is fouled by Couturier. Walters and Vanderslice return for the Maroons, and Deming comes back in the ball game for Allendale. Maroons will have it at the stage end. 1:22 to play in the third. Walters to inbound it on the baseline. Gets it into Vanderslice. Off the window, no good. And Bastion has the weak side rebound for Allendale. Bastion into the front court. Dishes off to Deming. Deming can't pull the trigger on the three. Now Greer with it. Greer bounce pass down low to Umlor. Umlor to the basket. Shot blocked by Vanderslice. That's his fifth. Sam's having his own personal block party right now. Here's a turnover, though. Bastion took it away from Dykstra. Over to Greer. Greer puts it on the floor against Dykstra. 48 seconds to go in the third. Now Wieringa has it. Wieringa right foul line extended. Drives on Dykraff. Scoop underneath and we get a foul. I think this will be on Dykraff. It is. Aaron DeWeerd returns for the Falcons. And Dayton Wieringa will sit. Falcons will inbound. Baseline left. 43 seconds to go in the third. Falcons have again having trouble. Finally, they do get an inbounds to Umlor. Umlor against Vanderslice. Puts up an eight-footer off the glass. No good. Here comes Dykraff the other way for Holland Christian. 30 seconds to go in the period. Dykraff down low to Vanderslice. Vanderslice works on Umlor. Turns to the hole. Off the window. It's good. Vanderslice with eight in the third. 10 for the game. And the Maroons are doubling up the Falcons, 42-21, 15 seconds to go in the third. Here's Bastion with it, over to Greer. Greer on the dribble, under 10 seconds now. Greer, over to Umlor. Umlor for a 17-footer, and it's good. Weirda with a long-distance three at the buzzer, no good. Three quarters in the books here at the Civic Center. Holland Christian in control. It's the Maroons, 42. Allendale 23. Let's take a 60. You're listening to High School Basketball on the Lake Shores, 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com.
Weston Brook is your authorized Aaron's dealer. Aaron's is the king of snow, so winter in West Michigan is Aaron's country. You never know what old man winter might bring, so when the snow hits, choose an Aaron's snow throw and give your back a rest. Make sure you stop in at Western Brook in their new Holland location at 167 North 120th, just south of Lakewood Boulevard. You'll find the whole lineup of Aaron's, from the compact snow throw series up to the deluxe, platinum, and professional series. Aaron's gets the job done and gives your back a rest. There's never been a better way to tackle a West Michigan winter than with an Aaron's snow throw. So see Western Brook today and learn how you can get the king of snow, Aaron's. Western Brook, visit them soon at their new location in Holland at 167 North 120th, just south of Lakewood Boulevard, and at westonbrookmower.com. Western Brook, simply the best.
Fourth quarter action underway here at the Civic Center. Holland Christian has led it all the way. They lead Allendale 42-23, and they are 8 minutes away from moving on to the district final coming up on Friday here at the Civic at 7 o'clock. Max Weirda has it for the Maroons. We'll leave it for Nathan Walters. Walters at the top of the circle, spinning. Walters down low to Dykraft, just into the hole. And Justin got his man up in the air, and foul's going to be on Aaron DeWeer. DeWeer fouled him from behind. Nate Couturier returns for Allendale. Five team fouls on Allendale, four on Holland Christian. Maroons have it at the stage, and Walters to inbound, and we get a whistle as both Vanderslice and Deming went down, and they're going to give a foul to Vanderslice for using his elbow, trying to get himself open. Maroons will press a little bit, and they pull it back. Deming will leave it for Couturier in the backcourt. Nate Couturier, the junior guard, over to Deming. Deming drives on Walters. Deming drives the shot. Had a shot blocked. They think Vanderslice had another block. And Weirda has the rebound. Vanderslice has been terrific tonight inside. Weirda to Dykstra. Now in the corner of Dykraft. And Justin lost the basketball, but it was knocked out of bounds by DeWeerd. It will stay Maroon basketball. Nick Hill in for Jared Dykstra for the Maroons. Nathan Walters to trigger. Walters gets it into Dykraft. Dykraft has it knocked out of his hands, but he gets rid of it to Hill. To Dykraft. Now Weirda with it. Wax penetrates. Puts him a 10-footer in the lane. Got it. That's Max Weirda's first basket of the night. 44-23 Holland Christian. Here's a drive to the basket, and Kafila has his first basket of the contest. 44-25 Maroons, under 7 minutes left. Weirda to Dykraft in the front court. Justin on the dribble at the top of the circle, now to Hill. Hill over to Weirda, left corner. Weirda airmails it over to Dykraft. Now in the corner is Walters. Nathan drives along the baseline, puts it up, left it short. Put back by Vanderslice, no good, in and out. Kafila has the rebound for Allendale. Back come the Falcons. Deming. We'll launch a deep three. In and out, no good. And Weirda has the rebound. Back come the Maroons. Weirda will push it. And Weirda drives to the basket, puts it up off the window, no good. The official call a travel, and Jason Mior is not happy. I believe Deming got a hand on the basketball, and the official ruled that because Weirda moved after that tie-up, they called the travel. Couturier will bring it up. 6:13 to play. Maroons up by 19. Couturier puts a move on, and Walters fouled him. That's two fouls on Nathan Walters. 16 fouls on Holland Christian. So the next foul will put Allendale in the 1-1. Falcons need to find some offense and fast. Couturier with it. Outside to Deming. Back to Couturier, left side. Couturier will launch a three, no good off the front. And Weirda has the rebound. Weirda has the ball knocked out of his hands by Couturier, but he gets it back. To Hill. Now to Dykraft. Dykraft on the left side. Over to Hill, right corner. Hill had an open three, doesn't shoot. Hill down low. Josh Moss in the ball game, but Hill penetrates. And Nick Hill has his first hoop. 5:28 left, 46-25 Maroons. Here's a drive by Bastion, and he didn't make the shot, but he does draw the foul. They got their choice on this one. Josh Moss, the 6'4 senior. And Holland Christian will take time. It'll be a 30 with 5:25 to go. 46-25 Holland Christian. This timeout presented by Jackie's Place Restaurant. For homemade soups and muffins, it's Jackie's Place Restaurant, 17th Street at the South Shore Y in Holland. Staying active is a way for young athletes to be prepared from season to season. It doesn't mean specializing in one sport year-round, but it does mean being engaged in activities that develop them into all-around healthy participants. Get up, get active, and play. Preparation lasts all year. That's a message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics and the Holland Stations of Midwest Communications. Free throws for Trevor Bastion. First free throw is good. That's 5 points for him. Couturier leads Allendale with 7 points. Stegega has 18. Vanderslice 10 for the Maroons. Second free throw good for Bastion, and he will check out. Dayton Wieringer returns. Pressure put on by the Falcons. 46-27. Double team in the backcourt is Weirda, but the Maroons break the press. Hill comes front court. Hill, on the dribble on the left side, weaving his way through Allendale defenders, leaves it for Weirda. Holland Christian has their ball handling lineup out there right now. They got Hill, they've got Weirda, they got Dykstra, Moss, and Dykgraff. Dykgraff has it down low. Dykgraff to the hole, puts it up, no good, but he was fouled, and I believe that will be on Kafila. And Jason Muir calls over his three guards, Hill, Weirda, and Dykstra, for a quick word of instruction. Dykgraff will shoot two. First free throw for Justin. Hits twice on the back of the iron and bounds away. Dykgraff with 4 points in the ball game. He's been averaging about 9 on the course of the season. But he's been one of the more effective offensive weapons in the second half of the season. Justin missed them both. And Allendale has the rebound. Under 5 minutes to go. Deming in the front court. Leaves it for Hunter Greer, who just checked back in the ball game. Here's Bastion. Deep three. Right side. No good. Long rebound. Dykstra. Dykstra ahead to Hill. Hill into the front court. Hill has the ball knocked away. Stolen by Bastion. Back come the Falcons. Trevor Bastion leaves it for Deming. Deming is open for a deep three. No good off the back of the iron. Long rebound. Greer is able to save it to Wieringa. Wieringa underneath to Kafila. Kafila turns and puts it in. 46-29, pressure put on by the Falcons. 4:20 left, Maroons by 17. Dykgraff has it in the backcourt. He's got three guys chasing him, and he throws it right in the arms of Greer. Greer left side, bounce pass over to Deming, and Deming puts it up and in. So the press causes a Holland Christian turnover, and Allendale's back with the press again. Dykgraff in trouble in the backcourt. And Justin Muir wants a timeout. Yeah, the Maroons didn't do a very good job handling the Allendale press there. This is going to be a 60-second timeout. 3:58 to go. It is 46-31 in favor of Holland Christian. Don't forget, after this one is over, we've got another game to follow. The Zeeland West Ducks taking on the Crusaders of Unity Christian. And again, the winner of this game will play the winner of Zeeland West and Unity Friday night at 7 o'clock here at the Civic Center for the Class B District Championship. Coming up on WHTC at the top of the hour, Class A District action as Holland High takes on Jenison. Gary Stevens is over at the Dome, and he'll have that game for you beginning at 7:40 on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. You're listening to high school basketball on the Lakeshores, 92.7 The Van, WYVN, Saugatuck, Holland, and 92.7thevan.com.
In a fast-paced world, Request Foods knows your time is valuable. That's why they're committed to providing foods that are ready to heat and eat. Foods like gourmet Italian, Chinese, steak, chicken, and Mexican, because you're committed to your family, and your time with them is precious. Request Foods is committed to quality, committed to you, and committed to our community. Giving back is their main ingredient. Request Foods, providing products of good taste to service outlets nationwide and a proud sponsor of our local high school team.
Pressure put out in the backcourt by Allendale, and Nick Hill is fouled in the backcourt. This is going to be on Dayton Wieringa. And that puts Allendale over the limit with its seventh team foul. So Nick Hill will have a 1-1 for the Maroons with 3:56 to play. Holland Christian in front, 46-31. Nick's first free throw is good. That's his third point. Six different Maroons are in the book tonight, led by Steginga with his 18. Kyle on the bench right now. And I don't expect we will see him the rest of the night. Hill second, rims out, no good. The rebound off the foot. Off the foot of Wieringa, out of bounds. And it'll be Holland Christian basketball. Wieringa thought he was fouled by Josh Moss. But the Maroons will get the basketball back at the stage end. Inbounds comes to Dykstra. Jared doubled in the corner. And Dykstra was fouled. That's on Trevor Bastian. So Jared Dykstra will go to the free throw line. Bastian, his third foul. Jared, a 6'3 senior, his older brother Tyler, had a great year at Calvin College, and he was named to the second team All-MIAA yesterday. And the Knights getting ready to play Wittenberg tomorrow in a first-round game in the NCAA tournament at Washington University in St. Louis, Missouri. Actually, that game is Friday. I stand corrected. Jared misses the second free throw. 48-31 Maroons, 3:45 to go. Hunter Greer has the front court for Allendale. Greer, entry pass down low, goes through the hands of Kafila out of bounds. It was tipped by Walters, and Kafila could not reel it in. Trevor LaHaye, a senior, will check in. And it looks like Joe Moderman might be trying to get some of his seniors who don't see a lot of action some opportunity to play here, because it looks like his season's going to come to an end tonight. 3:33 left. Hill over to Walters, now to Dykstra, left baseline. Back outside to Hill. Hill on the dribble. Over to Max Wierda. Wierda just holds the basketball. Over to Walters. Walters back to Wierda as the Maroons play keep away. We tick down toward 3 minutes left. Wierda tries to penetrate. Cut off at the free throw line. Now Dykstra with it. And we get a reach in by Bastian from behind. That's four on Trevor. So Jared will go back to the line for a 1-1. 19 fouls on Allendale, so the next foul will be a double bonus. Dykstra fires his first free throw. Swish. So that's seven for Jared. Second free throw for Dykstra. Nothing but net. 50-31, Holland Christian, 3:05 to go. Deming in the front court to Greer, back outside to Bastian. Bastian at the top of the circle, tries to penetrate, dishes off left side. Greer will try a three left side, got it. That's the second three of the night for Hunter Greer. He has seven. Pressure put on the backcourt by Allendale, 50-34 Maroons. Maroons break the press. Here's Dykstra to Hill in the front court. Hill will send it back outside to Walters, now to Dykstra. Jared works baseline. Underneath to Josh Moss. Josh drives to the basket, and he is fouled. So Moss, the 6'4 senior, will go to the line. Kafila on the personal. It'll be a two-shot foul for Josh Moss. Some subs wait at the scores table. Ben Slager, a 6'1 junior, checks in for Holland Christian. Also, Zach Brink, a 6'2 junior. And Kyle Wasik, a 6'5 junior, as Jason Muir starts to empty his bench. 2:36 to go, 50-34 Maroons. Moss's free throw, missed it. Rebound to Allendale. Back come the Falcons. Trevor Bastian in the front court. Bastian right of the lane. Outside now to LaHaye. LaHaye kicks it out on the corner to Greer. Greer over to Deming, left side. Deming can't pull the trigger on three. Now Bastion will launch a three. No good off the front. Rebound battle for underneath, and we're going to get a maroon foul, looks like, as Kafila had the rebound. Zach Brink called for the personal, his first. Micah Maness, a 5'9 senior. And Dayton Wieriga back in as well. I think there's one more senior that Joe Moderman has not played. That's Jason Stossner. Free throw no good, but the Falcons have the rebound. Back outside is Dayton Wieriga. Here's a deep three. That may have been blocked by Moss. And Wierda has the rebound. Max Wierda with it in the front court. Wierda drives, kicks it out in the corner to Brink. Now Wierda has it. Down low, intended for Wasik, too far for him, out of bounds. So the Falcons will get it back with 1:53 left. Aaron DeWeer will get up off the bench. And Kafila will have a seat. Bringing it up is Bastion for Allendale. Bastion gets a screen at the top of the circle. Can't pull the trigger on the three. With it now is Dayton Wieriga between the rings. Left side with it now is LaHaye. LaHaye over to Bastion. Trevor nearly lost the basketball. Bastion does lose the basketball as he drives to the basket, and it's taken away by Zach Brink. Brink ahead to Wieriga. 1:27 left. Maroons by 16. Now Ben Slager with it for the Maroons. Slager gets it down low to Wasik. Wasik to the hole. Puts it up. Missed it. Tip no good. And the rebound. Nice entry feed that time by Slager, but the Maroons not able to convert. In the front court is Wieriga. Wieriga left side. Back outside to DeWeer. Now there's a jumper on the way by LaHaye. Off the back of the iron. No good. Rebound Josh Moss for the Maroons. Ahead to Wieriga. Under a minute to go. Maroons will advance to the Class B District Final on Friday against either Zeeland West or Unity. 48 seconds left. Here's a three out of the corner. No good by Slager. Maroons get the offensive board, though, but Brink loses it. Back come the Falcons the other way. Wieriga has it in the front court. Brink gives chase. Wieriga drives to the basket. Puts it up. No good. Rebound Wieriga. Wieriga has it knocked out of his hands from behind, but he gets it back. Down to 30 seconds. Wieriga bounce pass underneath, but not able to convert as Moss. Boy, Max threaded the needle that time between two Allendale defenders, but Moss not able to finish. Down to 20 seconds. Here's a shot on the way. No good. Missing badly. And the rebound to Wasik. Max Wieriga will dribble it up, and he should dribble it out. Down to 10 seconds. The Maroon Platoon begin to cheer. Holland Christian will play in the Class B District Final here at the Civic Center on Friday night. The only thing they don't know is who their opponent will be. It's a final. Holland Christian wins it 50-34 over the Allendale Falcons. The Maroons led it from start to finish. They shut out Allendale for over 6 minutes to start the ball game, and they were never headed after that as they go on to win it 50-34. When we come back, we will have the Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital postgame show. But first of all, let's take a 2-minute break. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1450. WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and streaming online at WHTC.com. Welcome back to the Civic Center. Greg Chandler with you, and welcome to the Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital postgame show. Holland Christian advances to the Class B District Final here at the Civic Center tonight with an easy 50-34 victory over the Falcons of Allendale High School. The Maroons took the lead early. They shut out Allendale for about 6 minutes to start the ball game. The Falcons, in fact, did not hit their first field goal until 6:16 remained in the first half. And by that time, the Maroons were already out in front by a score of 9-1. The Maroons stretched the lead to 21-11 at the half. Then outscored the Falcons 21-12 in the third quarter to make it a 42-23 ball game, and they went into cruise control in the fourth quarter as Jason Meor emptied his bench, and the Maroons cruise home for the victory, and they will move on to play the winner of the next game coming up in about 25 minutes between the Ducks of Zeeland West and the Crusaders of Hudsonville Unity Christian. We'll take one final break, a one-minute break, and then when we come back, we'll go over the scoring in the contest here on our Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital post-game show. Back here at the Civic Center, you're listening to high school basketball on the Lake Shores, 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com. Back here at the Civic Center, Greg Chandler with you. They cleared out the arena here at the Civic Center so that the fans who want to come for the second game of the night can enter in. I see the Quack Pack, the Zeeland West student section, making their way here. And Unity student section is here as well. The Ducks will be off to my left, and the Unity fans will be sitting where the Holland Christian Maroon Platoon was sitting just a moment ago across the way from me. Take a look at the scoring from tonight's ball game. First for the Allendale Falcons. They were led tonight by Nate Couturier and Hunter Greer. Each of them had 7 points. Couturier had three baskets, one of them a three-point basket. Greer, who was not listed on the roster that was submitted, was a call-up from the JV. He had 7 points. He had 2 3-point baskets and a free throw. And my guess is he'll be back next year for the Falcons. Trevor Bastian had 6 points. He had 1 3-point basket and 3 free throws. Nate Umler had 2 baskets and a free throw for 5 points. Jordan Deming had 2 baskets for 5 points. Micah Manis, Aaron DeWeerd, Dayton Wieringa, Taylor LaHaye did not score in the ball game. I forgot Ethan Kafila, rather. He had 4 points for the Falcons, adding up to their final total of 34 points. For the Holland Christian Maroons, the Maroons were led by their senior forward, Kyle Steginga, tonight. Kyle had 18 points. He had 7 baskets, including 1 3-point basket and a couple of free throws. And that added up to 18 for him. Sam Vanderslice had a strong all-around game tonight for the Maroons. He had 10 points, 8 of them in the third quarter, as the Maroons did a real good job of getting the ball to him down in the paint. But he was also a beast on the defensive end, as he had half a dozen block shots tonight and really did a nice job on the boards as well. Jared Dykstra off the bench with 8 points. He had 2 baskets, one of those a three-pointer, and 3 free throws. Nathan Walters had a couple of baskets, 1 of 3 for 5 points. Nick Hill, a basket and a free throw for 3 points. Justin Dykgraff, a pair of baskets for 4 points. And Max Weirder, rather, had 1 basket for 2 points. And, folks, that adds up to 50 for the Holland Christian Maroons as they come up with a victory tonight against the Allendale Falcons. So the Maroons will play in the Class B District Final here at the Civic Center on Friday night at 7 o'clock. And we will know in probably about an hour and a half or so who the Maroons' opponent is going to be. And that's going to be our next game, Zeeland West against Unity Christian, right here on 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com. Many folks to thank for this first broadcast. Thanks to Dave Engbers, the athletic director at Holland Christian High School. Holly Rose back at the studio for turning the dials and making sure I had the right station on the air when I did my cues. And as always, we thank you to our many advertisers for their support of high school athletics here in the Holland Zeeland area. Coming up next, Zeeland West Unity Christian. But first, this is Greg Chandler saying so long for a couple minutes here. Our final score in Game 1 of our Class B District doubleheader tonight here at the Civic tonight, the Holland Christian Maroons 50, the Allendale Falcons 34. Greetings, everyone, from the Civic Center, and welcome back to high school basketball on the Lake Shores, 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com. It's part 2 of our district doubleheader tonight, as a couple of OK Green Conference rivals, Lockhorns, the Zeeland West Ducks, take on the Crusaders of Hudsonville Unity Christian. I'm Greg Chandler. I'll be calling the action for you. The winner of this ball game will play Holland Christian for the district championship on Friday night, 7 o'clock here at the Civic. And Holland Christian, just a few moments ago, knocking off Allendale by a score of 50-34. The two teams going through their warm-ups right now. The two respective head coaches, Kevin Town of Zeeland West, chatting with the veteran Unity Christian coach, Scott Sotsma. And this figures to be a very, very competitive ball game. Zeeland West had a great turnaround season under Coach Town. Last year, they were last in the OK Green. This year, they won a share of the conference championship, sharing the title with Holland Christian and Holland High. 7-3, their conference record, and they have 13 wins overall on the course of the season. Unity Christian finished fourth in the OK Green, but Unity has shown at times this season the ability to play with the big boys, and they have pulled off a couple of upsets. They have a win over Holland High. They also have a win here at the Civic Center against Holland Christian. In fact, it was the Crusaders that denied the Maroons an outright OK Green Conference title when they had an opportunity to do so with a 49-47 overtime victory here at the Civic just a couple of weeks ago. So this is going to be a very, very good ball game, and we got some very good players on both of these ball clubs. You look at Zeeland West, they're obviously led by their outstanding center, Jordan Van Dort, but they've got some other guys as well. Brent Burroughs, a senior forward, had a great game shooting threes in one of the earlier meetings against Unity, and if he is hot tonight, that's going to make things difficult for Unity Christian. On the Unity side, they have an outstanding forward in Michael Wilkes. Wilkes goes about 6'6", and he's kind of a slender kid, but boy, he's got great moves around the basket, and it was Wilkes that scored the winning basket off a rebound in the overtime victory against the Holland Christian Maroons. So that's a guy that the Ducks are going to have to keep an eye on if they are to come away with a victory in this contest tonight. When we come back, we will talk more about this contest as well as other district tournament news right here on the Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital pregame show. But first, let's take a two-minute timeout. You're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and streaming online at WHTC.com. Welcome back to high school basketball on the Lakeshore's 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com. Greg Chandler with you. We're getting close to tip-off time, about maybe 12 minutes or so away, as Zeeland West takes on Unity Christian. And we're on the Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital pregame show, and we should have a great crowd on hand for the second game. They emptied out the gym here at the Civic for the after the first ball game. And so the fans from both Zeeland West and Unity could be here. And this could be a full house by the time we tip the ball off in about 10 to 12 minutes from now. The Ducks going through their shooting drill right now. Jordan Van Dort has been their leader all season long. A four-year starter, a 6'6" senior center. He has scored over 900 points in his career. He averages about 15 a ball game. And, of course, Jordan will be playing football next year for the Broncos of Western Michigan University, where he'll probably be playing on the offensive line for the Broncos. But this has been a great team effort by the Ducks. This has been basically the same group of guys that have played together these past two or three seasons, and they struggled through some tough times last year as they finished just 2-8 in the OK Green. But they really got things turned around this year as they ended up winning a share of the conference championship. The captains for Zeeland West, you got Van Dort, obviously. And then the two guards, Luke Dreyer. Luke is the second leading scorer for West at about 10 points a ball game. And then you have the point guard, Sam Hesch, who really has done a nice job of settling things down and getting the Ducks into their offensive flow during the entire season, really, but particularly during the second half of the season. The Ducks captains bump fist with the Unity captains, Michael Wilkes and Alex Jolman. But for Zeeland West tonight, I think they're going. They'll need a strong game from Jordan Van Dorn, obviously, down on the block. But they will also be needing to hit from the outside. And the Ducks, at several times during the course of the season, have shown the ability to get hot from outside. Probably no greater than in a game at the Cornerstone University Tournament over the holidays against Rockford, when they gave the Rams all they could handle, forced them into a double overtime as they hit 12 three-pointers in that ball game. The Ducks also, in an earlier meeting against Unity, lit it up from outside, and Brent Burroughs had the hot hand as he had five of the triples and ended up with 23 points in a Zeeland West victory. And if Burroughs is hitting from outside, that will open things up for Jordan Van Dorn on the inside. And Burroughs is certainly not the only deep threat for Zeeland West. Nick Sharon, another senior, can also hit from outside. He can get it going from outside. Luke Dreyer can hit from outside. So the Ducks have several different guys who on any given night can light it up from the perimeter. For Unity Christian, we talked about Michael Wiltz, their 6'5 guy. Actually, he will start at a guard tonight, if you can believe it, as Scott Soltzman will trot out a starting lineup that will go 6'5, 6'7, and 6'7 across the front line. Now, Unity may have finished fourth in the OK Green this year behind the tri-champions of Holland Christian, Holland, and Zeeland West, but they have beaten two of the three tri-champions on the course of the season, and they are certainly capable of pulling off a win tonight and moving on to play Holland Christian on Friday. And if Wilkes has it going, Wilkes can hit from outside, but he also is very strong around the basket. He does everything well, and he certainly is somebody I think that will play collegiately next year. And you got a few college coaches here. I see Matt Neal, the Hope College coach, is here. Wouldn't be surprised if Kevin Van Der Streek, the Calvin coach, is in the house either. But Michael Wilkes is the go-to guy. He averages about 18 points a ball game. Along the front line for Unity, they will start Austin Bykirk at 6'7 at one of the forwards. Alec Jolman is really the second scoring option for Unity. And then they also have a really good point guard as well in Trent Vector. And if you're familiar with the Vector family, they're a very athletic family. His older brother Travis was a pretty good basketball and soccer star at Unity. And Travis was the MIAA most valuable player in men's soccer last fall at Calvin College. So that kind of gives you some idea of the type of athleticism that comes from that particular family. The Ducks have made their way back out on the court. Unity still going through its shoot-around right now. Scott Soltzma is the head coach at Unity. He has been there a long, long time, about two decades all told. And before he took the job at Unity, he also had a very successful coaching tenure at Northern Michigan Christian High School in McBain, where he won a state championship in Class D back in 1987. So Soltzma is one of those guys that is, we call him in the business, a lifer, and he is as intense as anybody on the sideline, and he's a lot of fun to watch, and he gets every ounce out of his teams from Unity Christian, and he has his team no doubt ready for this one tonight against the Ducks. When we come back, we'll have more of the Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital pregame show, but first let's take a two-minute timeout. You are listening to high school basketball on 1450, on 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com. Back here at the Civic Center, welcome back to the Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital pregame show on the Lakeshore's 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com. Zeeland West and Unity Christian in a Class B district semifinal. The winner to play Holland Christian. The Maroons earlier tonight knocking off Allendale by a score of 50-34. Kyle Steginga led Holland Christian with 18 points. Sam Vanderslice added 10 as the Maroons advanced to play on their home court on Friday night. One other score of note in West Michigan action. Two of the top teams in West Michigan met tonight. It was Godwin Heights, a team we saw last week against Holland High, and we saw the Wolverines complete a perfect season with a win over the Dutch. Well, that perfect season is still alive, but it was a good one tonight as Godwin took on Grand Rapids South Christian, and South has had such a great season as well. Only one team could emerge victorious tonight, and it was the Wolverines winning it. Godwin 54, South Christian 52, and thanks to Lee Lamberts at the Holland Sentinel for the score on that ball game. So Godwin moves on. They are now 22-0 on the course of the season, and that may have been the Wolverines' biggest obstacle toward getting to the Breslin Center for the state finals. It'll be interesting to see what happens from here on out for the Wolverines of Coach Chad Conklin. But right now, they survive a big one tonight. Godwin 54, South Christian 52. In Class A, Holland High getting ready to take on the Jenison Wildcats. The Dutch, of course, shared the OK Green title with Holland Christian and Zeeland West, while Jenison had a great season under first-year head coach David Kuhl. And David Kuhl, the former Mr. Basketball, the former Western Michigan University standout, had a terrific, terrific team. And the Dutch are going to have their hands full in this one tonight. Dante Hawkins is going to have to be at its best if Holland is to come away with the victory. The Dutch and the Wildcats, that game will air on 1450 WHCC. In fact, Gary Stevens about to go on the air in about a couple minutes right here for the call of that contest between the Dutch and the Wildcats. One other district game in the area tonight, that going on over at Holland Christian, and the Crusaders of Holland Calvary playing against Wyoming Potter's House, and the Crusaders hoping to advance to the district final in that bracket. The Ducks head their way back to the bench, and they are greeted by their student section, the Quack Pack, and it was kind of cool seeing the way the different student groups. We saw the Maroon Platoon dressed in a lot of different professional sports jerseys. We saw some Michigan State jerseys. We saw a couple of LeBron James jerseys. I even saw a couple of jerseys promoting the Maroons' very own Kirk Cousins, of course, the quarterback for the Washington Redskins. And looking off to my left here, I see Ducks fans in football jerseys, an Adrian Peterson jersey. I see a soccer jersey of all things. And I see a couple of Michigan State basketball jerseys as well. The Unity Christian student section, well, they have various T-shirts all in navy blue, which, of course, is the Crusaders' primary color. The Crusaders make their way back to their bench. Scott Stoltzman greets them with a slap of the hand. And in a moment, we're going to have the national anthem as well as the starting lineups and the opening tip-off of this ball game. I'd like to tell you that this broadcast is a copyrighted presentation of the Michigan High School Athletic Association and the Holland Stations of Midwest Communications. No reproduction, retransmission, or other distribution of the descriptions or accounts of this game may take place without the express written consent of the MHSA and the Holland Stations of Midwest Communications. The Ducks are the visiting team in tonight's ball game. They'll be wearing the road green uniforms with gold numerals and white trim. The Crusaders of Unity are in the white uniforms with navy blue numerals. And right now, we're going to have our national anthem.
By gentlemen removing their caps and everyone standing at attention, placing hands over hearts as we proudly sing our national anthem.
Our national anthem prior to the start of tonight's ballgame. And as always, the Quack Pack chant USA, USA. Let's meet the starting lineups for tonight's district semi between the Zeeland West Ducks and the Unity Christian Crusaders. First for the Crusaders of Unity, coached by Scott Soltzma, assisted by Bruce Capel and Brad Schneiders. Starting at a forward, Austin Bykirk, a 6'7" junior. He'll be joined by Alex Joelman, a 6'5" senior. At center, Trevor Nyholt, a 6'5" senior. In the backcourt, Trent Vector, a 6'3" junior. And finally, the leading scorer for the Crusaders, Michael Wiltz, a 6'5" senior, averaging about 18 points a ball game. For the Zeeland West Ducks, coached by Kevin Town, assisted by Joe Davilar. Starting at one forward is Brent Burrows, a 6'2" senior. He had 5 3-pointers in an early meeting against Unity, as he had 23 points in a Ducks victory. He'll be joined up front by Luke Dreyer, a 6'2" senior. At center, Big Jordan Van Dort, the 6'6" center, the all-time leading scorer in Ducks history. He averages 15 a ball game. In the backcourt, Sam Hash, a 6'1" senior. And finally, Nick Sharon, a 6'3" senior. He's also a dangerous three-point shooter. Sam Hash shakes hands with Scott Soltzma, bumps fists with the officials. Unity's color scheme, actually, I stand corrected. They're wearing white uniforms, silver numerals, and navy blue trim. And Michael Wilkes being introduced shakes hands with Kevin Town. Town and Soltzma shake hands. We're about ready to get this one underway. The winner to play Holland Christian on Friday for the district championship. The Ducks are already out of the huddle. The Crusaders break out of their huddle. And the two teams shake hands. Unity is the home team. Ducks will go left to right. It will be Luke Dreyer, who's the best jumper on this team. He'll jump against Austin Bykirk. And the student sections make noise. The official steps in the circle, the ball in the air, and Unity controls the opening tap. Trevor Nyholt comes to work for the Crusaders, gives it up to Wilkes. Wilkes operates on the outside. With it now is Bykirk. Now Wilkes with it on the right side. Sharon is matched up on him. Ducks in a man-to-man. Driving underneath. Putting it up and in is Austin Bykirk. So the Crusaders draw first blood. They lead it 2-0. Sam Hesch has it. Over to Nick Sharon, left side, back outside to Hesch. Down low to Van Dort. Van Dort clears low. And a shot block from behind. But Van Dort gets it back, puts it up. No good. Long rebound comes out to Dreyer. That was on Nyholt with the block from behind that time. Here's Van Dort toward the basket, puts it up. He traveled with it. And I'm sitting in a sea of Unity fans.